This episode is sponsored by Corelation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all-out innovation for credit unions. On the show today, we have Finalytics.ai's Craig McLaughlin and Mark Ryan live from Finovate Fall in New York City, reporting what's going on, how the conference is, and obviously how their presentation is going to be. They tell us all about Finalytics, and they are the first AI platform designed to leverage big data for credit unions. They are a very credit union-focused fintech out there. So go out there and check them out and enjoy our conversation. Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And today we have a live shot from, oh my gosh, Finovate in New York City with the gentleman from Finalytics AI, Craig McLaughlin and Mark Ryan. Guys, how are you doing today?
Good, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. So I think the first question, obviously, and I'll pose it to you, Craig. How's the show? How's Finovate Fall? Because I think this is the first one that is in person, right? Since, I guess, obviously the pandemic.
Yeah, it's kind of surreal. There's 1,100 people here are all walking around, talking to each other, and sitting through sessions. And so it feels like the way back machine.
I know, exactly. Wow. So I'm gathering. So it sounds like so far it's a success. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. And New York City is A-okay as well. I mean, that place never sleeps, but
we're right across the street from Times Square, and it's still as much hustle bustle as it ever was.
That's awesome. That's great to hear. Great to hear. So, have you guys presented yet? And if so, how did that go?
We've been practicing. We've got our presentation in exactly 2 hours.
And okay.
We've got our 5-minute slot at the very end of the day today, right before people's cocktails at the end of the day.
Well, they always put the best on at the very last. So, can you guys give us a quick 411 or a summary on what you'll be presenting today? What's new? What's the latest and greatest at Finalytics AI?
This is one of the first conferences that we're doing for Finalytics, and the idea was born out of working for credit unions for over 20 years, looking at ways to help them do a better job at digital. And one of the things we always asked every client during our discovery process was to say, what makes this place special? Why do people bank here? And over again, we heard that the reason why members banked with a particular credit union was because of service.
Mm-hmm.
And when we interviewed members, they would basically say the same thing. But what the problem, though, is that the examples they shared about service were always stories about humans going above and beyond. So somebody that in the call center or in a branch did something great for a member. The problem is in a digital-first world, that opportunity is increasingly going away. And so the question we always have had is, how do you manifest that offline value proposition in the digital channel for a credit union? And after working for years trying to nail that kind of an experience for clients, we realized the opportunity really is in personalizing that experience, the same way every big tech or fintech does, by building an experience that uses data to understand who that visitor is, then displays or outputs an experience that is a segment of one experience, laser focus on you. So just like Amazon, people that bought this also bought this, using those types of insights and technology to be able to derive those experiences. And so we're here at the conference today launching this company to the Finovate audience for the first time. So we're really excited about doing it in person this time.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And that's quite an audience you guys are going to be in front of. I mean, I love the Finovate conferences. Mark, anything else to add from your end as well?
Yeah, I would just add that the service element of what credit unions do matters a lot more now. At the time when Craig was saying about they compete on service in the branches, not long ago, a credit union competed with everybody that had a branch within a 15-mile radius of theirs. But that's not how consumers shop anymore. When they want an auto loan, they go onto Google or Bankrate. And, all of a sudden, every credit union has 10,000 competitors out there. And so being able to differentiate on service on the digital channel is a lot more critical now than it ever was before.
Mm-hmm. And so where does the AI play into part, or the machine learning? How does that play a part in this process? Obviously, the better your data, the better the AI is going to work, the machine, et cetera, et cetera. And it's going to get better over time because it's going to learn, right? So how does this play a role in this process?
Yeah. We're using an AI engine to anticipate behaviors of visitors on the digital channel, everywhere from a prospect that's coming to the site for the very first time to somebody that's a loyal member that's been logging in every week for the last year. And at each step of the journey, looking at the behavioral data to predict what products they'll be interested in, what type of messaging will resonate with them, what service and support they'll need. And then from there, the AI engine is essentially providing these predictions so that we can personalize the experience. And when we personalize that experience, we're able to do things like proactively offer services, proactively offer product recommendations that matter to the visitor. You know, no longer is the credit union advertising products to a member that the member already has.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, how many of us have gotten, a piece of mail like, hey, your auto loan, here's, the rate's much, well, I already have an auto loan. I don't need that. Or, hey, we have great rates on our mortgage rates. Are you interested in buying a home? Well, we already have a home. So we've all been there. So this is where this tool comes in super handy. And again, like you said, Mark, it personalizes that experience. And it sounds like this is obviously the trend, but it's so cool how we're just almost getting down to the individual now with this, right? I mean, you guys are right there, right on the cusp of it. It's really cool to see.
Yeah, no, it's a big opportunity. We see in some cases the deployment of these kinds of solutions leads to 800% improvement in terms of conversion. And you hear that number and you think that's just ridiculous. But then when you think that every single digital experience that most credit unions have today outputs the same experience regardless of who that visitor is, and when you personalize it, it's focused on who that individual is, what their needs are. So it's a huge number, but it's just doing what good business practice is. If somebody walked into a branch, for example, and your best staff person treated every single person the same way, regardless of who they were, you're losing an opportunity. Your best branch people are people that can size somebody up really quick and make the right suggestion and offer the right next product and really be an advisor and kind of a shepherd for these visitors. And doing that in an automated way is when we look at every big tech company that's performed really well in the last 20 years, they all do it. And that's been their secret sauce. And so we're trying to bring that to credit unions too.
Well, and I know from just a personal experience from a consumer or a member, when my credit union does things like this, when it's very personalized, and it just reassures my faith in my credit union that they get it. You know, they're not like shotgunning offers out to me just kind of randomly. They get that. They know what services, they know what products and services I'm using at their credit union, and they, I don't know, I guess they market to me accordingly. And so that's what I really love. And again, it just reassures my loyalty and my trust in them that they know what they're doing. So it's just going to keep me doing business there. So it's just, it's good business.
Yeah. I think it's just, it's demonstrating that you care and that you're thoughtful, but I'll tell you what's really challenging about it is it's really hard to get right. And so we tried to solve this problem for credit union after credit union using third-party CMS platforms and other tools. And they're great. There's great tools out there. Mm-hmm. Super expensive tools, hard to configure, hard to deploy, hard to use on an ongoing basis because you've got to feed content to it. You've got to do design. You've got to have the technology managed really well. And so we finally realized after seeing so many credit unions really struggle to get that right. So their heart being in the right place, they want to get to a place where they personalize it. But the practical reality is that they're resource constrained and they don't have the time from a tech perspective to be able to go and address those things. So we thought, wait, how do we build something that is just the easy button for credit unions where they can just buy it, turn it on, and immediately they're doing better. And we think ourselves personally, we are big fans of the credit union movement, right? And the idea of people helping people is a pretty awesome place to spend your time. I mean, we all only have so many years to be able to contribute to something, and contributing to making other people's lives better is a great place to be doing that. And so we think that's our contribution, is that by helping credit unions deploy technology like this more quickly and providing it on a complete SaaS basis where we can drive it from, it puts us in a position where we're doing good too. And we think that's a good place to be.
Yeah. And having said that, I mean, I know this is probably early in the process, but do you have any credit unions using this portion of it yet? Or because, I mean, it's a two-part question because I would love to revisit with you guys in 3-4 months or whatever and see how it's done at their credit union, see, results and things like that. So that's kind of the reason why I asked that question, because I'd love to have a follow-up.
Yeah, so we're just on the cusp. So we're almost there with the first one, and then we've got a handful of others that are right behind that and are equally. So our goal is to get to 10 by the end of the year. It may be a little aggressive, but that's where we're focused, and the conversations that we're having are proving to be, you know, really fruitful. So it's a good, the timing I think is really right, and some of it has been offering beta access to some customers at a more compelling value proposition, really working with them to make them successful. And that's really, that message is resonating really well.
Cool. Yeah. And when this gets going at these other credit unions, and you guys well know that credit unions talk to other credit unions, and so word will spread.
We do know that. And it's worked to our advantage over the years, but yeah.
Good deal. Cool stuff. Mark, anything to add on that one?
In terms of the new launches that are coming up?
Yeah.
One thing that we have been able to do is our homework on the data models for the artificial intelligence, the machine learning. And, you know, we've learned a lot of really neat things. We've learned that the model has told us all these unintuitive, personas to target. Like in Minnesota, this one financial institution, we found that women on Apple devices on Monday mornings are 3.2 times more likely to buy a checking or savings account over the default group. Or in your neck of the woods, millennials are much more likely to search for auto loans on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Really?
And, all of these models that we've been looking around, in learning and kind of seeing and all these surprises that are driving the journey orchestration have kind of blown our minds. But as Craig was saying, as we start to ramp up more and more credit unions, the models are going to get smarter to the point where, we'll be able to deploy it on day one for a credit union, and it's going to know their segment, their market, their products, and be able to be very accurate. And so, that's one thing that I'm super excited about as we ramp up with more and more clients is getting access to the data and learning more.
I mean, can you imagine where we're going to be just in a couple of years? Not to mention 10 years, but gosh, just 2 or 3 years down the line. Oh my gosh. Like you said, Mark, as this stuff gets better and better, smarter and smarter, holy smokes, it's going to be phenomenal. Phenomenal. Yeah. You guys are right there in the mix.
I know. It's exciting. We're thrilled. Yeah.
We're very optimistic that, like Craig said, we are very big believers in the credit union movement. And if we can get this data process rolling and refined really well, then all of a sudden we've got this like amazing weapon up against banks that puts credit unions not just at the service level you expect, but sort of beyond that in the digital channel.
Oh, exciting stuff. All right, hey, where can folks go out and find you guys? What's the website? All that type of stuff. Where can they go and find out more info?
It's so easy. It's just finalytics.ai. So it's actually our company name is the URL. And if you're interested, go to our website, go to book a demo, which we the entire process is automated. Pick a time that works good for you. And Mark and I will jump on the phone with any interested credit union and walk them through how it could be deployed for them. And we'd be excited for the opportunity.
And the only time that you guys are taking up is like in 2 hours. So
that's true.
You have an appointment in 2 hours.
So it's all there, yes.
But other than that, you're open. All right.
Yeah. Good. We're open except for 5 minutes in about 2 hours. So.
All right. Well, thanks again, guys. This is really good stuff. I'm really excited for you and excited for your presentation. So break a leg this afternoon in a good way and look forward to chatting again.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, guys. This episode is sponsored by Corelation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all-out innovation for credit unions.